This is a special Norwegian edition of The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith. A number of animals use primitive tools, but how does this behaviour begin? And what can it tell us about how we got started doing the same thing millions of years ago? Adriana Hernandez-Aguilar has been to Tanzania to try to find out.
These chimpanzees that I study live in a savanna, which is very different from the typical forest habitat that you see in documentaries. They have a very harsh 6-month-long dry season, so we are trying to figure out how they can make a living there. I spent 2 years in Tanzania studying these chimpanzees, and during this time I discovered a new kind of tool use. We know that chimpanzees use tools in many different contexts, but this specific kind of tool use had not been reported before. They were using tools to dig up roots like potatoes, and this behavior is very interesting because it was one of the behaviors that people used to believe was uniquely human. It has been a lot of debate about what made us human, if it was the eating meat, the hunting, or digging for tubers, like hunter-gatherers in Africa or other parts of the world still do today.
So why had this been missed before? Why had no one seen the chimpanzees doing this?
Because tool use in chimpanzees is not present in all the populations. Different chimpanzee populations have different types of tools. So we have never studied this population before. Before my study, this place is called Ugala, had only been short-term surveys, and I was the first one that was there long-term for 2 years. And even though the chimpanzees are not used to humans, that means we cannot follow them and we cannot observe the behavior all the time. I was also trained as an archaeologist, so the discovery was based on indirect evidence. We found the holes that they have dug up with knuckle prints from their hands, with feces, with hairs, with finger marks. And, of course, we had heard chimpanzees vocalizing from those sites, and when we arrived there, the chimpanzees were gone, but the material evidence was left there.
And the tools they use, tell us about those.
The tools are very incipient. That means they are not very developed. For example, hunter-gatherers using tools also for getting tubers. The tools are very long, are heavy, are sticks, usually hardened by fire in the tip. These tools that the chimpanzees are using are expedient in the sense that they are very new. We don't think they had been using them for very long. They are very varied. Some of them were pieces of a log that had fallen down. Others were pieces of bark that they just scraped the soil off, we think, and then when it got easier, they dug by hand. So we are thinking that this is a behavior that has not been around for very long. So it has been, you know, discovered not very long time ago. They haven't had time to have very complex tools to do such behavior. But the fact that they are using these tools and getting these resources makes it very interesting.
What do we know about how the chimps pass on the knowledge? Do they do it by passive observation? I watch you use that pencil to write on that bit of paper and I therefore work out how to do the same. Or is there an active teaching going on? Does a mother take a child and actively encourage it to do the same behaviour, or don't we know?
We know that from populations that are where the subjects are used to humans, so you can observe them. A lot of the tool use is by observations of the mother, usually, using the tools. Since chimpanzees live in a fusion-fusion society, that means the group never travels together all the time, but they divide in small parties, and then this party changes in composition by minutes or hours or days. So you are never with the same chimpanzees. But the only constant is the mother. Dependent offspring always travel with the mother. So they have a lot of opportunity to learn by watching how the mother uses the tools. We also know that mothers facilitate tool using. For example, when they crack nuts with stone anvils and hammers, they leave the tools for the infants to use. They also have been observed to place the nut in a specific way to make the hammering more successful. And there has been some reports of active teaching, but it has been not very common. People need to see more of this evidence to actually say that, yes, they do have active teaching.
If you can work out how the chimps evolve this fairly new behaviour from scratch. Does that tell us anything about how we, or at least our earlier ancestors, evolved to use tools?
We actually think that tool use probably evolved many times in our evolutionary history, but by learning the constraints of tool use, by learning the adaptations that tool use allowed primates to have, we can learn a lot about tool use in humans and how it evolved. Actually, I was just part of a paper which compares the oldest human technology, 2.6 million years old, from Ghana, Ethiopia, with mostly chimpanzee tools. And all of the behaviors that you can infer from the archaeological record are present in chimpanzees, except for two of them, which is the distance that the tools were carried. Hominins carried tools for longer distances. The other behavior that chimpanzees do not have is that hominins competed with big carnivores of that time, sable-toothed cats, leopards, lions, and chimpanzees do not compete with these predators in Africa. So those are the only two differences that we could see. And I am actually working on a paper right now about transport, and it seems to be that if we go deep into what we know about chimpanzee transport, it's not so different from what we know about hominin transport. So it may be that we will just be left with one of the differences, which is hominins competed with carnivores. But I want to make sure that we understand that this competition is not direct, but they were having access to the same food types. They were eating meat from large animals. But we don't think the competition was direct. And there is a big debate if these hominins obtained the meat by hunting or scavenging, and we don't know that yet. Probably the very first hominins did not do much hunting.
Who would have thought that the evolutionary origins of bin raiding could go back so far? That was Adriana Hernandez-Aguilar.